Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, we continue with our topic, the Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. And so we greet you very warmly to the eighth part of this series with a reading from the book of the same title, A Cosmic Work of Teaching and Learning from the School of Divine Wisdom, which is based on recordings of roundtable discussions with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. In the programs up until now, a very deep insight into the all-encompassing life of creation was conveyed to us. The life which is in us and in everything that surrounds us, it is the life from God that we encounter in every animal, in every plant, in every mineral, and in every one of our fellow men. Summarized in one sentence in our book to this program, we read, "The omnipresent life that flows to all creatures of the earth is always the love of God." The great questions of mankind, for example, about the nature of God, about the event of creation, as well as about the wherefrom and whereto of mankind, have been answered, as well as the question about the deep meaning of the words of Jesus, "The kingdom of God is within, in you." Dear fellow people, before this background, it makes sense to ask, what does all this have to do with faith, anyway? This and much more is what we will hear about today. For all those who have the book to this program, we will now be reading, starting with the chapter heading, "Your consciousness lies in you. Faith cannot be proved."
Der Glaube ist nicht beweisbar.
Wie der Mensch auch.
No matter how a person thinks about his day, each day is the day of each individual and is his responsibility. Each day, decisions are waiting to be dealt with and at the same time, corresponding challenges, which want to stimulate self-recognition. If a person is alert and does not blindly swim with the masses of humanity, with a current of indifference, in the opinion that it is sufficient to say, "I believe in God," or "the belief in God alone is enough." Or the person simply leaves the responsibility to others by stating, "I believe what the priests and pastors preach," or he remains undecided in the sense, "It's all the same to me, belief here, belief there, what should one believe anyway?" In the end, many a one says, "I don't believe in anything at all, not even in myself, or perhaps in myself, after all." And he rigorously rejects dealing with questions of belief. No matter how it may be, leave me in peace as far as belief is concerned.
The statement, "or perhaps myself, after all," may make many a one who thinks similarly take heed. Passive faith simply cannot be verified. Not even the individual can verify it for himself. Why not? Because a passive faith is something static, something inflexible. Nothing that leads further can come from passive faith. It is incapable of developing. In this passive principle, "I believe or I don't believe," the days slip by without people seriously asking themselves whether this is truly the life.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow man, neither passive faith nor what is explained here can be verified. No one can prove it to you. It is totally up to you and your consciousness for this, and this lies in you. If you like, think along. In the whole of the universal infinity, there is nothing static. Only in the ecclesiastical denominational sector, where it is essentially said, "Faith alone is enough," Everything is supposed to remain as fixed as possible. The child baptized into the church simply has to believe what the church prescribes for it. This is the passive ecclesiastical faith. Faith is a matter of belief. To prove to oneself what one believes in leads to self-recognition and to nearness to God. When one experiences the belief in God in oneself through what Jesus of Nazareth taught us, do to others as you would have them do to you.
We will continue to read about the law of love for God and neighbor. Lincoln B. If you believe in the Eternal One, in the true All-One God, in the Creator of infinity, in an absolute intelligence, then let your belief in the All-One become active. For the eternal law of love for God and neighbor is sending and receiving, Lincoln B. This is all communication. This is the true life. You yourself are consciousness. In the very basis of your soul, you bear the incorruptible core of being, the all-life. So you, yourself, are asked to verify for yourself that God, the Spirit of Infinity, exists and that in the very basis of your soul, He, the All-One, is the eternal life, the I Am, the I Am.
Der Ewige ist die Allgegenwart.
The Eternal is the Omnipresence, the All-Law. The All-Law is effective in all of infinity. And who can receive it in tone and sound? All beings, including human beings, who are in communication with the All-One, the Spirit of Infinity. Man cannot perceive the pulsating life with the mere words, I believe, but with the deeds of true love for neighbor, for the eternal is the love. In comparison to many people, the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms are in constant communication with their creator, the eternal. In the very basis of their soul, people who pay honor to the I Am who I Am, to the omnipresent Spirit, by walking the path that the Eternal pointed out to us in the Ten Commandments through Moses, and Jesus of Nazareth in his Sermon on the Mount, are close to the primordial light, God in us. They experience what link and be means.
Machen wir uns erneut bewusst.
Let us realize once more that in all of infinity there is nothing static, nothing fixed. Something fixed cannot bring forth anything inventive, anything creative and cosmic. God, the Eternal, is always movement, always the drawing and creating life, always omnipresent evolution. No person can prove God to you. We frequently hear and read about consciousness. The consciousness of man, note well, of man, consists of what he feels, senses, thinks, says, and how he acts. Each day, among other things, the person works with these five components, which in turn have an effect on his sensory organs. With these five active agents of feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting, which can also be explosives, and with his senses, he creates his consciousness. Side by side, that is, layer by layer, he builds it up, and that day after day, hour after hour, minute by minute.
Die Inhalte dieser Bewusstseinsschichten.
Every single one of us creates the content of these consciousness layers, ourselves, through the five components. And so, they are your own personal human consciousness. And only you can probe into what you have stored in your consciousness sites, that is, consciousness layers. We have created our own consciousness layers, we all by ourselves. Before this background, we could ask and also answer for ourselves, what good is it to us and our state of human consciousness when we cling to the rigid faith that requires no deeds?
We now come to the chapter heading, We Learn, Learn Along With Us, Sending and Receiving, and the All Communication That Makes You Free. Dear fellow people, if you love God's creation, the animals, nature, the mineral world, then break with the bell system that we heard about in the last program and let your seal of value, which says, I believe in God, become active.
Das lautet, ich glaube an Gott, aktiv werden. Wenn Sie wollen,
if you like, learn along with us to strive toward the free spirit. Learn with us what love for God and neighbor means. Learn with us what sending and receiving means, that is, the all communication which makes you free. And remember, no one is born a master. Again and again, we should renew our awareness that all living beings and all life forms created by the Eternal belong to the all community of God, to the cosmic all unity, to the family of God, our Heavenly Father. We human beings, every single one of us, live in this divine all principle of sending and receiving because of the incorruptible core of being in the very basis of our soul. Depending on their state of consciousness, which, of course, is divine, God's creatures, the animals, plants, stones, and minerals are in communication with their Creator because cosmic sending and receiving knows no time and thus no emitting time and no limitation of space.
We are learning. Will you learn with us? All living beings and all life forms that bear the seed of being and the core of being, animals, plants, stones, and minerals, breathe the breath of their Creator, who is the life. Note well, they breathe the breath of their Creator, who is the life. Everything is respirated by the eternal Creator God. Every animal, every plant, and every stone in the Creator's stream of life is a divine fellow creature in the great all family of God. The animals from the breath of God, as well as the plant beings, are the little brothers and sisters of man. The state of consciousness of the mineral kingdom also belongs to the eternal Creator God, who created them in his cradle of drawing, that is, of creation, for the formation and further evolution of consciousness, and who accompanies and cares for them on their path of evolution all-encompassingly.
He, the Great All One, is by and with his creation. Note well, he is by and with his creation. The same holds true for us human beings. God is with us in the very basis of our soul. Can he, the All-One be with us in our thoughts, in everything that we say and do? If yes, then we will become sensitive, feeling people in whom the All-Unity is effective, the All-Community. The life of All-Unity is the being. It is the creatures from God, the All-One, the world of animals, plants, and minerals, the divine beings, the spirit beings. In the origin of our soul, we human beings also belong to the Father, Mother, God, to the extended family of God. All and all things are linked with one another, and via the core of being, the primordial heart of being, they are in communication with the All-One, the Creator God, the Father, Mother, God.
Dear fellow people, let us now listen to the statements under the title, "Particularly the present situation in the world makes it blatantly obvious what divide, bind and rule means." Many people have lost their belief in God because He, God, does not do what they expect of, even demand of Him. They separate themselves from the all-power of God and bind themselves to so-called gods, to people who let themselves be idolized by the people. Even though many a one calls on God in hardship, suffering, and fear, most people have forgotten the true meaning of the existence and workings of God. Everything that we human beings see and don't see from the works of God bears the life which is God. If we turn away from the All-Giver, we separate ourselves from the All-Communication with the positive forces. We more or less break with God, the Creator of life, the All-Life. The person then just barely believes in what corresponds to his opinions and ideas.
Divide or separate means nothing more than, I am human being. I create for myself what I assume is right and good for me. I primarily believe in what I see and possess. I consider this to be my property. What developed and develops from being bound to self-glorification, to the power of money and goods, perhaps even to sizable inheritances? Claims of power and possession and self-glorification, let us recognize the principle of divide, bind, and rule, in which each is against everyone. This satanic principle points out the state of being separated from the All-Unity, from the All-Life, the Universal Spirit. The insinuations from below, from the adversary of life, say, don't believe in the eternal existence. Believe solely in yourself. Then you believe in me.
From the greed for power and prestige develops the drive to rule over others, of which the driving force is wealth. From these components of power, which often have their roots in the most trivial incidents, grow discord, fighting, and murder, even to war. This is the demonic influence. This is the negative force that comes from below. From this so-called warfare agent, the negative powers, the demon draws his fighting energy against God's creation and has a negative effect on people. The demonic power structure exists from the negative energies of people, the principle of divide, bind, and rule. Through this, people not only become unfree, but are often pressed into a militant straitjacket. The divine link and be, on the other hand, brings freedom, because the person binds himself to nothing and no one. For he is aware that when his journey over the earth comes to an end, he cannot take anything with him, except for the burdens in his soul, by way of the principle of divide, bind and rule. Despite all this, the power of the Christ of God remains in his soul, in order to overcome and discard the demonic aspects he has inflicted upon himself.
The actualization of link and be can be seen for each one of us as follows. I, the person, learn to establish the link, that is, the communication, to the smallest components of matter by making myself aware over and over again that in all and in all things is the positive, the Spirit, God. I learn and work to establish a positive relationship to nature and the animal world, also to the earth with all its life forms. I learn to grasp that my life on earth is an invaluable gift from the Eternal. I learn to embrace the connection to the innermost being in my fellow humans, for in the very basis of each soul is the connecting law of brotherly sisterliness to each brother, each sister. I learn to make peace and to keep peace. From the learning steps toward the cosmic principle of link and be, gradually develops the living belief in God, who gave us the commandments through Moses, excerpts from the All Law, and the Sermon on the Mount through Jesus of Nazareth, which explains life in the spirit of the All One.
To pass on the seven-dimensional life of the law with our three-dimensionally shaped words always remains a balancing act. When we read or hear that we human beings should be images of God, this does not directly mean the sinful human being, but the unalterable pure being, the spirit being. Everything is simply energy. The human body is also energy, even though we talk about bones, tendons, ligaments, blood vessels, nerves, hormones, glands, organs, etc., etc. This fact is very normal for many people. But when it is said that all these components are nothing other than energy and carriers of energy with varying degrees of vibration because they correspond to the content of our five components, which are also energy, this is often questioned with a shaking head.
Whether we want to accept it or reject it, the content of our five components determines our earthly existence, including the structure and radiation of our physical body. As time passes, the five components, positive or negative, enter into the cell structure of our body and mark our physical body as well as our soul. From this imprinting of the person develops his character and his appearance. In summary, we can say that each person is his personal energy body, which radiates his individual frequencies according to his inputs of energy, which correspond to his person. Figuratively speaking, this is the individual's person law.
Often we hear that we human beings are shaped by the genes that we have inherited from our ancestors, for example, from those of our grandparents or great-grandparents. That's possible. It can be that we actually resemble our grandfather or grandmother in several aspects. But do we also think like our forefathers? The person today thinks according to his present situation in life and not according to that of his ancestors. So just as the person thinks, feels, senses, speaks, and acts, that is what shapes him today. Each person himself, then and today, shapes his earthly existence, also his genes. We human beings are, after all, garbed divine beings. However, our energy body is shaped, that is, marked by our present behavior patterns. But viewed in terms of energy, as a figure, a well-proportioned person resembles a divine being. The divine being is well-proportioned, eternally beautiful, eternally young and pure. It is a cosmic, ethereal being of the being through and through. It is fine material.
When we hear about the resurrection of the flesh, which is taught in many an external religion, then we have to bear in mind that the following holds true for us human beings, earth to earth. Our physical body is from the earth and belongs to the earth. In contrast, our finer material soul bears the resurrection to the eternal life as progressing development. This means that the soul takes its path to the eternal life. How long this takes and how often it incarnates till then is up to the person himself, who, as stated, marks his soul. But inalterably inherent in the soul is the resurrection to the eternal life, to the divine being, to the ethereal spirit being in us.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, in this program of our series, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, we have again received a lot of help so that we may find ourselves and our way to our true eternal life. If you would like to continue learning with us how we can get out step by step from the often unconscious existing as a human being and go on our way to the life in the All Unity, then tune in again next time. Then it will be about we learn to first shape and form the great Garden of Eden in ourselves. We look forward to this and would be glad to have you join us. For today, we may take our leave of you with a statement from the program today for us all. Let us learn to grasp that our life on earth is an invaluable gift from the Eternal. We wish you all the best. Greetings in God and goodbye.